Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Welcome to Like Muhammad with me, Javed Akbari. Well, we are going to give you a story about Nadr. The story is a story in which the Prophet of Islam and his grandsons are involved. First of all, to make clear what Nadr is, I would like to say that Nadr is a kind of vow with Allah to be fulfilled. And Nadr is a means by which a human being seeks assistance and pleasure of God. Whenever one prays to God for assistance, it is recommended that one uses a means which can take him to God and which can be a means for his proximity to God. And Nadr is one of such means, of course. And whenever a person keeps a Nadr and prays for something from God and upon being granted his wish, when he fulfills the Nadr which he had pledged, his faith in Allah is in fact enhanced. And as faith increases, one tries to refrain from sins and endeavors to be or to do more virtuous deeds in order to please Allah, in order to be near to Allah. And of course, there are different types of nazar, there are different types of vow. I'm not here to explain those different types of nazar. One type of nazar is a conditional nazar. For example, when you make a vow or nazar, that if, for example, your children get healed or cured from a disease, then it will be necessary upon you from Allah to sacrifice an animal or to do a certain act. And if that nazr is granted, and when that wish is granted, then it will be obligatory upon you to comply with the nazr and fulfill the nazr. Now, there is a story about Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein were still very young, probably in their 5th to 6th year of age. And once both of them fell sick, and their parents, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wassalam and Bibi Fatima salamullahi alayha, were grieved to see them in unhealthy condition. So the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, came to see them, to see Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. These were his two beloved grandsons, whom the Prophet, peace be upon him, adored, whom he loved dearly, of course. He loved them indeed very much. And on seeing them, of course, he also was grieved. The Prophet himself was grieved. They all prayed for their quick recovery. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, suggested to the parents to keep a nazar, or to make a vow, okay, for the restoration of the health of the children. And thereupon, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam and Bibi Fatima salamullahi alayha made a nazar. They made a pledge that they would fast 3 days upon the recovery of the children. Allah Almighty accepted their prayers and granted their nazr. Of course, both the children recovered from their illness. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam and Bibi Fatima salamullahi alayha decided to fast in fulfillment of the nazr. They decided to comply with the nazr. When the two children came to know of this, they too decided to fast. The children also took part in fasting. The story becomes further interesting when you read the story. The maid servant in the house, Bibi Fidla, who loved the children very much, also decided to join in the fast on the happy occasion of their recovery. Let's have a short break, dear brothers and sisters, and of course we will come back with the continuation of the story.
Why?
Welcome back. This is Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. On the first day of the fasting, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam went out in the morning and brought three saw wool for spinning and three saw barley. It is a saw is actually a quantity. It is a measurement. And of course, imagine it was, let's say, 3 kilos of barley or something like that. He brought it as wages. Bibi Fatima started spinning one saw, then ground one saw barley and prepared 5 loaves of bread. In the evening, all of them gathered to break the fast, and each of them had a loaf placed before him. When they heard Adhan, the call to prayer, they prayed and sat to break the fast. Suddenly, a poor man knocked on their door and asked for something to eat. All of them, one by one, passed their loaves to the beggar. There was no other food in the house, so all of them had to be content with the water. They went to bed and slept without food. The next day, they fasted again in fulfillment of the nazr, because they had to fast for 3 consecutive days, so they had to fast the next day, but yet with almost empty stomach. Second day, Bibi Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha again spinned 1 saw of wool, ground 1 saw of barley. Again, they sat together to break the fast with the usual 1 loaf of bread for each. You know, as they were about to break the fast, an orphan came all of a sudden to their door and asked for food, saying he was very hungry. Although the inmates of the house were themselves hungry for 2 days, they were happy to feed the boy. Everyone gave his or her bread to the orphan, and they again slept without any food. And this is a story that has been documented, has been recorded in reliable sources. And of course, the story continues. On the third day, as they sat down to break the fast, a prisoner knocked at their door asking for something to eat. Although the people of the house of the Prophet had been suffering from near starvation for the last 3 days, they again gave away all the bread to the prisoner and contented themselves only with water for the third day in succession, for the 3 consecutive days. So it was actually in appreciation of these sacrifices that Almighty Allah revealed the whole surah of Ad-Dahr, Al-Insan. Another name for the surah is Al-Insan, but it's also known as Surah Ad-Dahr, which contains, among other things, the following ayah: يُفُونَ بِالنَّظْرِ وَيَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا كَانَ شَرُّهُ مُسْتَطِيرًا. They, the Ahlul Bayt, of course, fulfill vow and fear a day the evil of which shall be spreading far and wide. Surah Ad-Dahr, which is Surah 76 and verse 7. And this verse was revealed on the occasion of the very fasting of the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet, Lady Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, and also their maidservant Fidda. So this is how Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, the people of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon him, kept and fulfilled their nazr, their vow, and their pledge, whatever you call it. And they also set example of sacrifice by feeding the poor and caring for those who were in need. Inshallah, we will cover another story in the following episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'u
رسول.